Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice little weekend. It's time for our World Series Wagyu, which sponsors are already lining up.
That's what I hear.
To sponsor.
Trade deal? That'll work.
People want in.
Well, actually, he is offering a trade deal, but that would be highly illegal on our part.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that? Payola or plugola
That's
or something
payola.
Like that?
Right. Yeah. We can't do that. We can't be bribed.
Not on Asachi's watch.
That's right. I play by the rules here. And so,
Isachi.
An oak of truth and justice you
Isachi.
Are.
Isachi.
As of right now, World Series Wagyu does not have a sponsor. But it could very soon.
It could.
It appears. Somebody's very excited. Here is a text from Deal, Vancouver 4 text line. How old is the statue of David? They did that thing by hand with a chisel.
It does seem a bit ridiculous.
That's right. It's from the 1500s, of course.
And yet somehow we can't get Dwayne Wade. Although we don't know what that was based off of.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, I wonder if like David's family is like, God, it looks nothing like him.
My ween. I mean, they gave
him a micro ween.
Exactly. So maybe somewhere the real David's just, like, this is ridiculous. Can you not fluff me up
just
a little?
Make him, like, he doesn't have to be
but something?
Actual size. Just make it a little bigger.
Give me that.
It's going to live in infamy.
Yeah.
Everybody comes, like, people travel to go see him naked.
Some people care about historical accuracy, you know?
I guess.
Disappointing.
But I'm not one of them. But
the question is how do you know that's historically accurate?
Yeah, we don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
it's like,
the rest of them look so good. It's so accurate.
Like David, like if you look at his face, I don't know if that was David.
No.
But Dwayne Wade, we know that that doesn't look like Dwayne Wade.
It's a valid point. It's a valid, valid point.
Hmm.
If you took the jersey off of that statue and you just put just like the bust out.
No chance.
How many retired NBA players would you have to go through before you got to Dwayne Wade?
A lot.
Like 24 more?
More.
I mean, I don't know.
More.
I mean, eventually, if you just went down the list, you said it's probably a retired NBA player, you would eventually get there because you're like, okay,
what franchises have a guy?
How many retired players over the last 15 years, 10 to 15 years, are statue worthy? There's not that many.
You'd get it by process of elimination.
Process of elimination, but there would be no one if I just said, who is this? There's no one that would come up off the top of their head and say that's Dwayne Wade.
No.
That's not happening.
I'd go Charlie Villanueva.
Ooh, wow.
Well, he does kind of look like Charlie Villanueva.
But Charlie's not statue worthy.
Well, I know, but that's what he looks like.
Yeah. Doesn't that statue have a beard and Charlie has alopecia?
Did they put a beard on that statue?
I thought Wade looked like he had the scruff on that statue. Maybe it was just a weird facial.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. That it wasn't
thing,
good.
It's
100 times?
More.
200 times.
More.
It's all bad.
500 times.
Probably.
Whoever came up with that, that's just, it's shameful.
So the walk-off Grand Slam on Friday night was something.
Yeah. By the way, no beard on this thing whatsoever. So.
All right, I was looking at something else then.
Yeah. Yes, the walk-off Grand Slam was, there's nothing better than a granny. I mean.
First ever walk-off Grand Slam in World Series history.
It's unbelievable.
And it's pretty amazing. Like, this series has been really good.
Yeah.
The second game, if you guys didn't see that, You know, that almost ended with the bases. Well, it wouldn't have ended with the bases loaded, I guess, because it was in the top of an inning.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Trevino, he almost got that.
Yes, he did.
He almost hit a grand slam to give the Yankees the lead in game two.
Yep.
But
well, and you even had
he flew out.
You even had the drama to tie it where Ohtani got the double and then they booted it and he got to third. Like, even that, like, and then Betts had the sacrifice fly in. So even that was a big deal where it felt like, oh my God, this isn't going to be the Dodgers night. Ohtani makes the big play. And then, of course, we get the walk-off grand slam. I mean,
it was awesome.
That had everything you could want. And maybe this is just revisionist history because we love to do this. I just don't remember a postseason that had this many, like, unbelievable endings to games. I feel like this has happened so much.
Yeah. We've had a lot of big home runs.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, well, we've never had a walk-off granny, so that's a first.
And imagine, too, it's like when Ohtani gets up there, right, and it's like, okay, here's the guy, right? If it's going to end, it's going to end with an Ohtani home run or, you know, a big moment because he's just been so big in these. And a one-pitch flyout it to foul territory, it's like it deflated the whole stadium. And then we're like, oh. And they walk Mookie Betts, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, they walk Betts to pitch to Freddie Freeman. And you're just like, is this going to, oh. And
well, they brought in Cortez.
Yes.
And I think everyone was like, oh, no.
That was awful.
That was a terrible decision. That was a bad move.
You can defend walking Betts to get to Freeman.
Yes.
But you cannot defend putting a guy out there who's not pitched in 37 days in the highest leverage spot there is in the game.
Yeah, especially when you had another lefty in the bullpen that was ready to go who's been really good for you.
Well, Cortez is a starter, too. They're like, hey, by the way, you haven't pitched in a while. Here, go do this.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Aaron Boone should take some heat for that one. I think we all saw that. But I also feel like even though Freeman hit a grand slam and it was an amazing moment, the Yankees weren't. I mean, like, all they needed was, what was the score at that point? They were down
3-2.
One, maybe?
3-2.
Yeah, 3-2.
3-2. 3-2. They needed one.
They needed a base hit. The Dodgers were putting too much pressure on them. But once the Yankees only got one, the inning before was like, okay, I bet you the Dodgers get this done, but they just got it done in such dramatic fashion that Yankee fans like, fine, just rip it off like a Band-Aid. I don't care. Grand slam.
Well, but
way to go, Aaron Boone.
It is weird to think about that when you came into this series, you said the big advantage that New York had, like, if they were going to win, they had a starting pitching advantage. And it's been eliminated in two games. And, like, all of a sudden, you look at this thing and it's been turned on its head. This was where the Yankees had to get out front, and the Dodgers have weathered the storm. And I mean, it's impressive the way they've done it.
They look great.
Does help going from MVP to MVP to MVP.
MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Freeman, you know, he was hurt, struggling a little bit, but now another home run.
Yeah. I love how we're like when Freddie Freeman is your weak link, you've done something.
Their lineup top to bottom
is put together a pretty good lineup.
It's better than the Yankees.
Yes.
It's just that they're pitching, like, I mean.
Yeah.
God.
Well, if I were.
And Aaron Judge can't hit.
No.
He's hitting one. And by the way, this is a guy
that
hit.
What happened to that guy?
I have no idea. This is so weird. And it's.
Do you think he's hurt or do you think there's something broken in him mentally? Like a golfer with the yips.
This is so weird because you don't often see where a player just looks like it's one thing to be slumping or to be the opposing pitchers are pitching you very well. They're making it tough on you. And there's an element of both of those things, but it's another one. It's just a completely different hitter.
Yeah.
He is not even the same guy.
Nope.
This is a guy that hit 350 with what? 50 bombs.
Yep.
Yes.
He's the number one RBI guy in the league. He is 0-for-10 in the playoffs with runners in scoring position. They said that there is not one RBI leader ever that has ever gone into the postseason and gone 0-for with runners in scoring position.
He's turned into Pedro Serrano.
He sucks.
From Major League. Straight ball I hit very much. The curveball, the bats are afraid. And it's a steady diet of him. He looks completely broken.
199 is his career batting average in the postseason.
Yeah. And if you got a semblance of Aaron Judge, this series is at least 1-1, if not, you know, 2-0 New York, but it's not. And then, but if you go through the list of what the Dodgers have had with their pitching staff, they shouldn't be here. And yet they are. And for as much as everyone loves to bash Dave Roberts, that son of a gun has found a way, and then give credit to the Dodgers pitching staff for piecing this thing together. And they have three starters. Three, and they're just relying on the bullpen, and it's working.
Yeah, next year, it's crazy to think, I mean, because I was reading that they're actually in the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Yes.
which is bullshit, which is another reason why we hate the Dodgers.
Pretty much.
But we hate the Yankees more, at least for now. But if you think about Ohtani, if Ohtani gets healthy and pitches, and you have Yamamoto, you'll have Tyler Glasnow back.
Yep.
He was their ace this year, and he's hurt. You'll have Dustin May back. Maybe Walker Buehler gets right, because he's still, I mean, he's pitching tonight, but he hasn't been quite the same.
Nope.
They're going to be even better next year.
Yes.
And Kershaw. Kershaw will come back.
Yeah. And he's older, but still, it's a nice, I mean, my God,
you're not getting anything out of Kershaw anymore, I don't think.
Well, it doesn't seem like it, but you never know. He's a veteran.
He's a good guy to have around, but.
Oh, and then, like, as you said, you may be adding Juan Soto to your lineup.
Can you imagine that?
I can.
Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Soto.
Yeah, Dodger fans are already calling it their Death Star lineup.
Get out of here with that.
It would be the Death Star lineup. It would be. I mean, it's just, it would be stupid silly, and yet the Dodgers can do it because, oh, wait, they're paying Shohei Ohtani $2 million a year.
By the way, Joe Davis.
By the way, that loophole will eventually be closed. If they get Juan Soto, watch the rest of Major League Baseball step up and be like, yeah, we're closing that damn loophole. You want to pay Juan Soto $60 million a year and Shohei Ohtani $70 million, fine, but you're paying them both right now.
Joe Davis is quickly becoming my favorite broadcaster.
you're enamored?
Dude, he's so good.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention to Joe Davis?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm paying direct attention to Joe Davis,
you
but it's been a... It's an enjoyable. I don't know if it was, you know, you have some sort of man crush on
Start
him.
Start paying attention, damn it.
Yeah, you need to. Dude, he's really, really, really good.
He's good.
And he's the Dodgers regular guy.
Yeah.
But he's doing these games.
Does that really chap Yankees fans?
For Fox.
Probably.
I don't know. He's doing them with John Smoltz.
But.
Who's pretty good.
I love Smoltz. Yeah, I think Smoltz is one of the better analysts. And so maybe that's what I pay more attention to Schmoltz or Schmoltz.
Schmitz.
Yeah, old Schmoltzy
old
there.
Schmitz.
Schmutz.
No Dutch.
But I haven't noticed that I knew Joe Davis was the Dodgers guy. I haven't noticed him being slanted towards the Dodgers.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
But he's just really good. I think he's getting into Joe Buck territory for me in baseball.
He's a young 36.
Yeah, he's a young guy. Handsome lad.
Yeah.
He's got everything going for him.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be Joe Davis.
All right, coming up next, it is time for our Stock Watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, show's moving fast today. In the News is coming up next. They're burning the ballots. But right now,
they're eating the pets.
Seems normal.
Here's Buck.
All right, well, you were just talking about Joe Davis, so let's hear a little bit of that to get the Stock Watch started.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddie! Game one of the World Series!
Gibby, meet Freddie on
Love
the call.
It.
Of course, hearkening back to Kirk Gibson, 88, off of Eckersley.
Love it.
Buy or sell that this Freddie Freeman home run supplants the Kirk Gibson home run as the new most iconic in Dodgers history.
No. The Gibson is the OG. Gibson had the...
He's hobbled. Because of the injury.
The injury, and no offense, but... Nestor Cortez is no Dennis Eckersley was Dennis Eckersley is a Cy Young.
He was his time's Mariano Rivera.
Exactly. Like no, yeah. Nestor looks like he, you know, he works at a pizzeria in Flatbush, you know, on the weekend. So and Freeman, yes, he said his ankle was bothering me. He said it felt pretty good. He had legged out the triple. No, the Gibson one, Gibson wasn't even going to be able to play. And there's the stories of him taking batting cage practice underneath the stadium, and it was so painful people could hear him down the hallway. No, the Gibson one is the OG.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Kirk Gibson home run is one of the most iconic home runs of all time.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm not sure this Freeman one will be that, although it being a Grand Slam and it being against the Yankees,
yeah, pretty cool. And being the only Grand Slam walk-off in World Series history.
Huge. But the Gibson home run, for those that don't know, you young Sparkies out there, he could not really swing.
He could barely walk.
If you go watch the home run, he kind of just throws his bat at it. Like he
cannot take a full cut.
He couldn't take a full cut, and he hit a home run off the best closer in the game.
They didn't have a choice. They were like, "Well, we're down to a desperation. So what the hell?"
Yeah, Lasorda threw him out there. He wanted to go, dude. That was legendary type of stuff. Whereas the Freeman one, legendary, kick ass, but I don't think it rises to that level.
Let's move over to college football, where the Ducks bludgeoned another Big Ten opponent.
There's Whittington up the middle, Buster 5-3-2, lowers his hand into the end zone. Whittington will not be denied. Get out of my way! Get out of my way! Touchdown, Oregon! Noah Whittington.
Slobber knocker, baby! Just run over it!
Jerry's getting saucy in there.
Oh, yeah. Jerry and Jorgie getting hyped on Noah Whittington running through a safety at the goal line after the Ducks beat down another Big Ten opponent. Buy or sell that they should be the favorite to win the college football national championship right now?
Yeah. I mean, and there's a long way to go, but when I look at the teams and I say who's playing best right now, well, I think it's Oregon. But, you know, there's a handful of teams, you know, the Texas and Georgia and certainly Ohio State if they get healthy. But every one of these teams seems to have an issue. And Oregon right now has gotten better each and every week. And since the Boise State game, which they should have lost and they didn't, they have just gotten better and better. I thought they peaked against Ohio State. But the 2 weeks after that, they've dismantled teams that they should. But they're dismantling them. And I can't say that for the other squads. So, yes, right now, if you ask me who the best team in college football is, and I don't know if I would have said this after Ohio State, but right now, I would say that Oregon's the best team in the country. So why wouldn't they be favored?
Well, I think it's two different things. The best team, well, I guess maybe it isn't. It's, you know, the best team probably should be favorite, but I think some people think that Georgia is the best team.
Sure.
And I may go down that road. I think it's close, but if you had me put odds on who I think will win, I would probably go Georgia slightly over Oregon, only because of the pedigree. I mean, they've won it multiple times.
Trust them.
And I also think that it benefits Ohio State to get Oregon again, having seen them once. Yeah. I think that helps them if they're able to get healthy. So I think Oregon, Ohio State about the same. Maybe Georgia a slight favorite. I actually am one to think that Georgia is still the best team in the country, but Oregon's looking awfully good. Yeah. So it's hard to, I mean, it's not like a knock on Oregon. It's just a lot of respect for Georgia.
Moving over to the SEC, a big matchup between Texas A&M and LSU over the weekend. The Aggies with the comeback win, and Mike Elko a little spicy in the postgame.
I think it's the way we talk to the young people. I think the things that we talk about, the messaging, how we bring really good people into the building. We talk about doing things together. We talk about culture, and everyone talks about it, but then we go out and we live it every day. And I think we back up our actions. We're very honest. We're very open. And this is a real program. It's not fake. It's not a politician running this program, talking fast and BSing everybody. This is a real program. And for all the recruits out there, this is a real place. And if you want to be really good at football, this is a really good place to be.
Shots fired. Getting spicy.
So I don't even entirely understand whether he's throwing shots at Brian Kelly specifically or other programs in the state.
He's talking about Jimbo.
Oh, he's talking about Jimbo.
Yeah, he's talking about Jimbo Fisher. This isn't Brian Kelly. That's about Jimbo.
Buy or sell, we need a bigger microscope on Coach Beef within the college football landscape.
Yeah, I love Coach Beef.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you know there's a lot of it that we don't know about.
Exactly. I wish there are enough insiders and like message boards aren't reliable. I want like real... I don't know. I want like Real Housewives style reporting on this.
Yeah, apparently Elko's got some beef, and I guess there's been some back and forth with the way Jimbo was dismissed, and he took some shots at Elko coming in, and you know, and look, Jimbo's been exposed a little bit, you know, minus the, you know, outside of Jameis Winston, Jimbo has never done much of anything. So you know, apparently he felt the need to take some shots back. So I'm all about it. That's why I love Lane Kiffin. Even Harbaugh to an extent. I like when coaches are willing to mix it up and talk some mess. So yes, let's get some more coach beef going.
What an exciting time.
Where's Jimbo Fisher now? Is he just sitting on the sideline?
Sitting on the sideline. He needs $72 million to go away.
Is that all?
It could have
been a lot more.
They gave him $72 million to not coach.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
And I don't know if he ever resurfaces again.
What am I buying or selling?
That we need a bigger microscope on college football coach beef.
Oh, my God, yes. Take a page out of the NBA's book.
Yes!
Get them all on social media. Yeah, they're all petty and they all hate each other. And they're all thin-skinned.
Yeah.
Get on social media, start taking shots at each other. Come on, Lanning.
Laner's doing it. Come on.
That's right.
Join the Lane train.
And then finally, to land over Maryland for the what they're now calling the Hail Maryland. This is what it sounded like, though, on Chicago radio.
Uh-oh.
To the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches. Deep pass into the area of the end zone.
And
it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary, 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington. That is the gut punch of gut punches.
Buy or sell, that'll go down as the greatest regular season blunder of the year.
Yeah, you won't find a worse one than that. I mean...
Jets might have something to say about that.
Dude, the game was won.
Did you watch the Jets?
It was... That's a whole other thing.
Actually, I have a stat.
They're like an even money next week against the Texans, which I don't understand.
I have a stat on the Jets. I want to disseminate it to you here.
Okay.
And it is that... In previous games since this is since 1940.
Okay.
I saw this stat.
The Jets scored 20 or more points. They did not turn the ball over and they held their opponent to 250 yards or less. Since 1940, there have been 756 teams do that. They were 756-0.
Well, to be fair,
and the Jets lost.
Hey, none of those teams had to battle the juggernaut that was the Jacoby Brissett-led New England
Patriots.
Come
on!
How many of those were against Jacoby Brissett? Huh? Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
And then
after the game, he tried to do his stupid darkness thing again. Let me just say that the Jets falling on their ass is the best thing that's happened all year in the NFL. It's hilarious.
It is great.
I love it. Yes, there
they're
will
their
not,
own darkness retreat.
There will not be a worse moment to end a game than a dumbass turning his back to the stands, then finding out that the play was still going on by the fans telling him, and then him running out of position, jumping up, tipping the Hail Mary to the guy that he was supposed to be covering. I'm sorry. That's as bad as it gets.
Bonus buy or sell. Linking up with Dave Bartu, Rob could sell his Hail Mary coaching services as a consultant.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It is great that all of us were thinking the exact same thing. The moment I saw that
Rob would have had this buttoned
up. My first thought was there's no way Rob would allow
wouldn't
that.
Let
That's
it happen.
Right. It's not hard.
I don't think it is.
It's just not hard. God. I can never remember. What am I buying or selling?
That'll be the worst blunder in the NFL.
Yes. Worst blunder of the season.
And look, the NFL,
season.
They find new and fun ways to lose all the time.
Yep.
But that's going to be tough to top right there.
It's an all-time.
So many levels. There's your Stock Watch each Monday brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. They are burning the ballots. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of our texters would like to sue Oregon State for emotional distress. Perhaps they call Ken and Donnie.
It's not going well right now. I feel bad. I met a buddy of mine for a drink, and they were finishing watching some of the football games, and there was a Beaver faithful sitting there at the table, and he just said he didn't want to talk. I was like, hey.
What did that final end up being? It was 44 to nothing when I saw it.
I think 44-7.
Hey, they got on the board.
Yeah.
Nice.
Someone brought up the Beavers, and he literally just put his hand up like, you know, just don't. I don't want to
just stop.
I don't want to talk about it.
Go Beavers. How about that?
It's not good. Show us on the doll where the Beavers hurt you, because it's a rough go.
It is October 28, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Today is Separation of Church and State Day. So that's good.
Well, it's making a comeback, though.
What is?
Louisiana just passed a bill saying the Ten Commandments are required in schools now. Up on the wall.
So isn't that the opposite of separation of church and state?
That's what I'm saying. Like it's making a comeback, like putting it together. So I think that's going to the old Supreme Court.
There's also the day of the dedication of the Statue of Liberty. That statue that
I do love the statue.
You ever seen that? It's out there in New York.
Yeah, it's one of those that because I've talked about sometimes you go to monuments and it's a little like eh. The nice part, it's in New York and there's a lot of other things to do. I found the Statue of Liberty to be. That was worthwhile for me. When I saw that, I got a little choked up and going to the Ellis Island and doing all that. That was...
Is that the greatest gift ever?
It's a pretty good one.
It's pretty kick-ass.
I mean, how do you top that as a gift? That was a gift.
Yes. You know, there's a bunch of those.
Of what?
We don't have the only Statue of Liberty.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where are
there
others?
Have we given anything cool like that? Like gift-wise?
That's a good question.
Also fitting because the Oregon Ducks are playing at Michigan, where they made the fake Statue of Liberty famous.
Interesting. I just that's one of those that when I see it, I got a little choked up. And I love the color. I know that's not the way it was originally, but the patina green, that's one of my favorite colors. It's just there's something about it. It just works.
America,
I get a little.
Well, thank you, France.
Emotional.
Flags.
Very nice gift from you back in the day.
Yes, there are two genuine statues and several lesser versions of it. The original and most famous located in Liberty Island, a gift from France. The second is located in Paris, France, which is a reciprocal gift from the United States. You asked, yes, we gave one back.
Really? And it's in Paris?
Yeah, in 1889. And then...
Is it still there?
Yes, it says here.
I've never even heard of that.
And then there's some smaller ones that I think in some other countries.
Should I have paid attention in school more, do you think?
I don't think I learned that in school. I think that might have just been a Google thing. Or maybe when I went and did the tour, maybe they told me about it then.
They don't tell us about that, man.
No.
Hundreds of ballots awaiting pickup were destroyed in Vancouver overnight when two ballot boxes, one in Washington and one in Oregon, were set on fire.
I didn't know. I know nothing about that.
What officials say are connected arson incidents.
Love this is where we're at now. We're just burning ballots in Vancouver, Washington. For heaven's sake.
The targeted box in Multnomah County was located in the 1,000 block of Southeast Morrison. Here's a fun ballot box fact. Are you ready for ballot box fact?
Yes.
Every box in Multnomah County is equipped with a fire suppression device, which detects heat and coats the inside of the box with a dry chemical suppressant.
You're right out of town.
This technology extinguished the flames without leaving too much damage. As a matter of fact, Multnomah County Elections Director Tim Scott said only three ballots were damaged out of the hundreds in the box, which has already been replaced, and the voters' names on all three of those ballots were legible, so they can contact those three voters and have them fill out another ballot.
Oh, good for us. I had no idea that we took our ballot boxes that seriously.
Well, this is Multnomah County.
Yeah, I just...
Now, the one in Vancouver, different story.
Yeah, because I saw the one in Vancouver, when I saw the photos of it, it looked like there was a bunch of smoke and went up in flames.
Well, they said that Vancouver voters not as lucky. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey says that while the county updated many of its ballot boxes this cycle with fire suppression devices, it does not appear that it worked very well. And the target box was at 3510 Southeast 164th. It was lit on fire and smoking, and they say that there are hundreds of ballots that were destroyed.
He said off 164th.
Yeah.
You know who lives off 164th?
Big Sook.
Me. Again, I would like to point out...
Do you have a Volvo?
I had nothing to do with
Because they have a car of... automobile of interest.
Yeah, trucks, balls, yeah! A Volvo is a Swedish car, and you know I am Swedish. A lot of signs pointing to me right now, and I'm just here to tell you, didn't do it. Didn't do it. Who thinks to light a ballot box?
Well, it's really weird because it's like, what are you even accomplishing?
Exactly.
Like, how do you know?
If you think that box's ballot is going to be leaning more one way than the other, then you're just trying to destroy votes. I mean, right? Like,
okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
If you thought that,
which side are they on, though?
You would have to know what side you thought that box was going to sway, and it's the other side of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Either that, or is it possible that someone's
seems
just
so marginal?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Is it possible that someone's just a dumbass and they're just lighting stuff on fire because
you do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
You're just lighting things on fire. I'm assuming that's probably a serious crime, though.
Yeah,
you gotta be a felony, right?
The FBI is looking into it.
Yeah.
So there was a similar incident on October 8th that was also in Vancouver, in which a ballot box was scorched by an incendiary device. Mm-hmm. Police believe all of these incidents are connected because there is the same car at the camera picks up the same car at all three locations, and it is a black or dark colored Volvo S60 with a model year sometime between 2001 and 2004. So they're all investigating. The FBI is involved now, and I assume with the car they're going to catch this guy.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, good move, dude.
Yeah, totally.
I hope your fun hijinks were worth the nice felony that you're
no
going to have.
No kidding.
It's amazing to me the risk-reward that some morons do.
Yeah. That's all I have on that. They're burning the ballots.
They're eating the pets.
You know what the sad part is? Is you know that's going to make its way into one of those stupid speeches that we're going to have to listen to.
Oh, I bet it's commented on this week.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Some burned down the Vancouver mayor's electoral thing. We're like, it's the radicals.
I love cows.
Oh, who doesn't?
You know, it is possible that it's the anarchists, you know?
Yeah, they just want to watch the world burn.
In their little Volvos.
Really? Does Antifa have anything to do with it, you think?
Of course.
Well,
they're always at the center of this, right?
They're at the center of everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If you haven't figured that out. Yeah. Would you like to fly nonstop to Amsterdam?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I've flown to Amsterdam, not nonstop.
Well, you can now from PDX.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
They did that to Iceland, and that's how I ended up getting on a plane to Iceland. I was like, direct flight, let's go. By the way, Amsterdam, amazing city. And not
fantastic
just
fantastic city.
The, you know, the other reasons.
If you like museums, it is a really cool museum. Yeah, place.
Cool place.
So KLM Royal Dutch Airlines is here now, and they have added a nonstop flight. Well, they're not here. They have added back there a nonstop flight to Portland from Amsterdam.
And then we get one back there, obviously.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'll keep the cost low. And I highly recommend if you get a chance, and if that's one of those places, even if you're like, that's not your scene, I'm telling you, go Amsterdam.
It's just a cool vibe city. Yeah. The canals, the bikes, the art. It's like a little
Venice sort of thing. It's just they're really nice people, and you don't have to partake of any of the, you know, the
might I say, too, about Amsterdam? I haven't been. I've heard great things. But that's also a great city to fly into to get to the next place that you need to go.
It's a good hub city.
Yes, it's a great hub city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you can go there, stay for a couple days if you want, and then you can hop smaller planes to get lots of different places.
Exactly.
Yes.
So this is the 21st North American direct destination that airline has added. Portland! I don't know why they added Portland, but they did.
Yeah. By the way, someone is right to point out the ballot burning. It has to be a liberal. There's no way a conservative would drive a Volvo, so it's a valid point.
Volvos, are they?
Yeah,
they're eating the dogs.
Yeah, they're nice cars.
Good cars?
Yeah,
great cars. I see those XC, what are they, like XC90s?
They have an XC60 and an XC90.
And a 90. That's I like the 90. I think the 90 looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the Volvos are nice. It's
like a nice ride.
It's a very, when you get in it, you will know it's a European car, and it's got a little Swedish flag on the seat. The conservatives aren't standing for
Does it have an ashtray for my gal Wallace?
There is. Actually, there is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. They have a trash can, too, built into the armrest.
What else do I have here for you? Bloop, 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 bloop. What will the kids name the canine? Next on The Fan. We are getting detailed reports from our reporters on the street regarding this flight to Amsterdam, because Nike's European headquarters are over there in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And so apparently Delta has always had a direct flight from Portland to Amsterdam. And I believe reading between the lines of this story here that
KLM?
KLM is just taking that flight over. It's just a different airline.
So there's
So it's the Delta flight, just a different airline.
So there's no new flight?
No, I actually don't think there is a new flight.
Why are we
fake news?
Unbelievable.
Your noted newsman was fooled by the headline.
Wow. Yeah, so that's like
Gotta be careful these days.
Well, it's like saying, hey, there's now a direct flight to L.A. There's always been a direct flight to L.A. Yeah, but this one's new.
KLM launches nonstop flights from PDX to Amsterdam.
That would indicate that this was the first nonstop.
It's three flights per week.
Lame.
And then it says at the very end of the story, it buries it right there at the bottom. It says, although KLM is taking over Delta's flights, they will be offering fewer flights each week than Delta previously did. So basically, they're cutting back.
So the story is there's now less opportunities to fly direct to
Amsterdam.
I
think that's right.
Not only was there not no news, there's actually news that's the opposite
Worse
of what
news.
You told us.
Yeah. God's sakes.
Jesus.
What is happening?
What is happening?
They're burning the
ballots. I think they're eating the pets.
I think so. I heard that
they're
somewhere.
They're eating the pets. I love cows.
Oregon State Police are holding a contest asking for the youth across the state to name their newest canine recruit.
It's not going to go well. Shouldn't.
Doggy McDogface.
Yeah, don't do that.
The contest is open to Oregon children, kindergarten through fifth grade. Submissions can be made via an online entry form. And the contest, it just ended last night. Ah.
I'm going to ask my buddy over there, what's the word? What's the worst or the different names that have come in? Because, you know,
kindergarten through fifth, don't you think?
There's going to be people that are submitting those.
Well, and I know. But I think most of the time, kindergarten through fifth, they're just going to name them stupid names.
Yes.
As opposed to doing bits.
I would hope. But
I'm sure that there are people that
Well, how did they go into classrooms, or was it like, where did they
Well, it's
solicit?
An online entry form.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like.
Exactly. So all I had to do was click on there and be like, I'm a fourth grader.
Yeah. How do you prove you're a fourth grader?
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's some sort of horrible name that's popping up that
I can't
mention on air.
I can't write.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a fourth grader. Name it Rex.
Oh, gosh. Never solicit the public, let alone children, for what you should name something.
The winning entry will be recognized with a round of applause and other fun prizes.
They're eating the dogs.
Five finalists will be selected from the submissions, and the winning name will be decided with a statewide vote.
Oh, boy. All right. It's a lot of work.
And the kid who wins gets to meet the dog and eat the dog.
But the dog eats him.
They're eating the dogs.
Dog takes out a leg. Dad, do we know? Is this what kind of dog is this? Is this like a drug sniffy dog, or is this like one of the Malinois that'll rip your face
off? It's a Malinois. It's a Belgian Malinois. So this female Belgian Malinois.
They should name it that bitch. By the way, don't mess with the Malinois. Those are the dogs from like John Wick 3 that will rip your face off.
What else do I have for you today on In the News?
Hopefully, some more fake news.
Well, we could get our very own Pike Place soon.
Run that by me again?
Well, you know Pike Place in Seattle?
Well, yeah, Pike's Market, you mean?
Oh, yeah, wait, Pike... Yeah, Pike Place is the mall here, right? Or is that Pike's Place? Mm-hmm. We have a mall named Pike Place.
Here?
Yeah, downtown.
We do?
We do, I think. Now I'm really confused.
There's a Pike's...
Is it Pike Place Seattle, or is it just Pike's?
Well, it's Pike's Place Market, I believe.
Well, there you go. Okay, so I was right the first time.
But
I think it's Pike Place Market.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to figure out what the hell we don't know, which is a lot.
Quite a bit.
So it's
Pike Place Market.
Okay.
Now, here, don't we have a Pike Place Mall?
We do.
Am I wrong? I don't know.
Where?
I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
Now I'm confused.
Strike it from the record.
I don't know what's happening. Am I going to be able to catch fish and get, like, fancy apple juice?
Well, okay, so thank you for getting me back on task here. The James Beard Public Market is going to be opening next year in downtown Portland. Now, James Beard, if you don't know, he's a Portlander.
Yeah.
Was born here in the early 1900s. And, of course, his cookbook and...
That's why they have the James Beard Awards for all the fine foods.
He's a chef, restaurateur, cooking school founder. He hosted America's first food television program back in 1946. He is the dean of American cookery. And he is a Portlander, and so they're going to name it after him. And it's going to be a public market. And it says it is a hub for local foods open daily. James Beard Public Market will be a permanent public showcase for Oregon's agriculture bounty, gathering farmers, butchers, cheesemongers, fishmongers, and other other independent food and beverage merchants under one roof.
Okay.
Created by and for the community, the market will serve all citizens regardless of income level. Open daily, it will help bring energy and opportunity to Portland City Center, a landmark venue for shopping, learning, and eating on Portland's downtown waterfront.
Well, there you go. That would be our little version of Pike's Market.
I'll tell you what, Pike Place Market. That sounds great.
Someone's asking, are you thinking of Pioneer Place? Are you thinking of Pioneer Courthouse Square Mall like that?
Pioneer Place.
Yeah.
That's a mall.
Yeah, they have the mall. Yeah. That's where all the fancy
stores. But not Pike Place.
not Pike Place Mall, where they throw fish at the mall. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Right by the Orange Julius.
Yeah, they throw fish at you at the Orange Julius.
Then you can go get your arms or your ears pierced at the Piercing Pagoda. And has anyone been to Lloyd Center lately? Like, what are they...
Haven't been over there.
Is there still that place where you can buy like swords and like Zippo lighters with like Excalibur? There was always that weird armory store in the mall, you know? Like every mall you ever went into, and I'm like,
for people that wanted to like cosplay medieval times.
Who is buying swords? Apparently people at the mall.
I'm trying to figure out where this thing is going to be.
Well, they said it's along the waterfront, right?
Yeah, they did, but I was looking for a specific, maybe they don't know a specific location yet.
We're going to develop our own gum wall and...
Yeah. Is that a Seattle thing or is that LA?
That's right outside of, I always call it Pike's Market, but Pike's Place. Yeah, that's like right on the edge of it. Yeah, they have the big,
Pike Place.
They have the big gum wall where disgustingly everyone goes and puts their gum, and then on the other side of it, everyone has the locks. And
gotta take selfies, man.
Yeah, Pike's got a cool little vibe, you know. I don't know if it's like, you know.
I've been down there several times.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Some good chowder, get some fish and chips there, you know, some ice cream or whatnot.
But I think that's a cool idea. The James Beard Public Market.
Yeah. More cool things that, like, just fun little destinations to do on a random day in the city are always good.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There's your In the News for October 28, 2024, brought to you by The Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next, and then we'll get to our college football chemtrail on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.